Welcome to the nest.
With
Harrison,
Mike,
and Tony.
We are the nest.
This is the nest. Episode which?
We'll assume 16 for now.
Okay, yeah. Episode 016, but the description will have the corrected one.
Okay.
We got it wrong.
We could always record 15 later.
Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, post them out of order. Whatever. Well, see, what I wanted to do is, that's another thing I just cannot seem to have gotten done, is created the new Facebook page.
We can probably do that later.
Okay, let's do that today. Before you, what are you doing today?
Nothing? Absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe you should work for me.
Stay, all right? Yeah. Ignore the mess that is my downstairs, and then we'll create a Facebook page. That way, you can post to it the videos.
Yeah.
I can post whatever I've got or whatever, and then we'll be good to go. That way, we all have access to it, you know? We'll have to come up with an email through Gmail.
Yep.
thenest@gmail.com.
And then we'll all just have, you know, the access codes to that. Mike, don't share all sorts of silly bullshit on the podcast channel, okay?
I won't even go on there if you guys don't want me to.
We'll need to take a photo, too.
I'll just send you one of the old ones.
Well, I mean, a good one. We should be posing for it.
We don't have so.
We can just have our mascots for the photo.
Oh, that would be a good cover photo.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Should we just have, like...
MPV?
We need to come up with a damn... a logo.
Yeah, we should.
We need someone to come up with a logo.
And then
what's your logo?
We gotta put it on our hats.
No, you're not gonna be the logo. No, Mike. No, you're not the logo. We need someone to draw us a logo.
I got it.
What?
The three of us just standing there, but instead of arms, we have eagle wings.
Well, or sphinxes?
Sphinxes.
I'm thinking we have a nest with three eagles in them, but instead of eagle heads, we have our faces.
Okay, there it is. Perfect. Okay. Done. Cut, print.
Cut, print. We don't even draw
him. We'll give William on it. He's better.
Do we want that Photoshop, Mike, or do we want that drawn in art?
No, it's real.
Because I bet you we can go to one of these caricature artists and have them draw us one. You know, they're at, like, the mall?
Yeah. The Renaissance Festival.
What day are you guys going? Are you going the second night?
Labor Day.
I can't go Labor Day.
Why?
I work.
You should be in the group chat. We work on Labor Day?
I told you, I'm going the second.
Oh, frick.
Doesn't matter.
We'll go the second then.
No, Andrew can't make it. What?
What day is Labor Day? The third?
It's not... this Monday, but it's the following Monday.
Okay.
Because today is Monday. It's the next Monday.
Today is Tuesday.
No, yeah, fuck. Yesterday was Monday.
Hey, let's...
Pardon my French. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm pretty tired, Mike. I was explaining to Tony why I'm running on low gas here.
So am I.
I got 3 hours of sleep yesterday. Then I went to the state fair.
I saw you were on Fox 9.
Yeah, I was. How'd you see that?
Haley's story.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I don't have
it. Harrison, so they're taking... Fox 9 is filming the state fair. Harrison's in the bleachers at some event. And
they have a Jason show.
Yeah, there's a lady talking into a microphone, and Harrison's in the background with his family, and he's going like... I was like, what is he doing?
Yep.
At least you didn't do one of your creepy faces.
My mom kept trying to get me a smile for all these different photographs yesterday that we were taking.
Oh.
Like, oh, photo booth at Kemp's. It's a blue screen, so my dad's head's going to be floating because he's wearing a blue shirt. They're like, smile, Harrison.
Nah.
Smile.
No.
Smile. Not going to happen. My dad started trying to tickle me and stuff.
Oh.
And then we took this other photo for a calendar for my mom, because they give, like, educators' calendars at the education building. Mm-hmm. Trying to get me to smile for that. I did smile for that one.
I hear we broke a record most people attending the state fair ever on the opening day.
We break that record all the time.
No, we don't.
No, we do.
No, we don't.
I mean, we didn't do nothing. I don't know what you mean, we.
Minnesotans.
Collectively?
Yes, collectively.
All met in the same spot on a certain day.
Yes, yeah, so what record?
I wasn't there. I wasn't a part of that.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
Were you a part of that?
I was not. I just saw pictures.
Well, then why are you saying we, Mike?
I'm saying we because we all live in the same state.
So their triumph is our triumph?
Their triumph is our triumph.
See, Mike,
that sounds like communism to me.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And here's the other problem that, Mike, most of our, you know, state is Democrats. So why do you want to even identify with them?
That's a problem.
I'm from Oregon.
You're not.
I'm changing my state.
That was in John McCain's letter to the people, his last words. There's a couple of people I interpreted as hits on Trump.
Oh, his time. Let's break that down, because I don't actually know. I just know that those two have beef. Because, like, McCain and Romney started banging on Trump when he got elected. Why? Because he made
well,
they
it. Well,
it
was before they even got elected, so he even got elected. So, basically, Trump's a prick, right? Overall, he insults people, and McCain was getting in on that, like, this man will never become president.
Oh.
One day, along with everybody, like The View and all those people, Trump heard about this, and when asked about McCain's comments, that was when the famous words were uttered, "I like people who weren't captured." And it just never ended after that. So,
that's... Oh, savage! Trump.
No apologies were offered, and McCain died. He's not... Trump is not invited to the funeral. Bush, Obama, and Pence will be there. Bush and Obama were asked to do eulogies. Pence is just going to be there. Trump was not invited after wishes from the family that he would not be there. So Trump is going to be working that day, as usual.
Like a real Republican?
Like a real man.
As usual.
And I don't think it affects him. And then at a press conference at the White House, Trump was... asked questions about McCain, he refused to answer. He didn't even open his mouth. And then,
really?
Yeah, he's staying silent on the whole matter. And that statement from the White House we were talking about earlier, he refused to release a statement on John McCain being a warrior on stuff.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't care. People die all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's whatever that he died. I shouldn't say it's whatever. It's kind of sad, I suppose, if you know him.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Didn't really play a significant part in my life, except for what he did in the war, obviously. You know? Like, that's about as significant as my grandpa's role in the war.
That's what
only my grandpa.
5 years as a captive.
Yeah.
To Vietnamese people, you know? It's terrible.
We've been putting up with it for about 10 now.
We've been more so. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't get captured.
19? We're 19 now, so it's like first grade, kindergarten.
14 to 15.
14 years I've been...
Well, you were about 14 years old when you met him.
I was 4. Or 5.
Well, first grade, I heard you were 14.
Oh, screw you, prick. Yeah. Don't piss me off, because I'll start swearing up a storm.
If you do, I'm going to throw the Eagle of Justice at you. Brought to you by Allyhoo.
Speaking of...
Here's your Allyhoo censorship.
We should have Ron as a guest one day.
We should. Well, yeah. She got mad at us the other day, because we made plans without her, and, like... I don't know. We didn't make plans without her.
I didn't make
she wasn't,
plans.
No, you weren't a part of it.
I wasn't invited?
By no. We, he means other people.
Oh, yeah, no, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
No, I was signed up to hang out, and then I wake up late, and then I would come to Harrison's. Harrison's not even here, and Haley and Bella show up, and they're like, let's go. I was like, well, what about Harrison? He's off at 1:45. I'm like, it's freaking 11.
Well, they said they were going to meet you for lunch.
I assumed that meant everybody.
Oh.
I was like, we're meeting at Harrison's. Aren't we waiting for Harrison? No. So we went to Noodles & Company, and I had the worst spaghetti of my life.
That's Mike's review of Noodles & Company.
I hate noodles. But they wanted to go there.
Well, that's why they went there, because I refused to go.
Yeah. I would have been much happier with Panera. I like Panera better. I mean, they're both, like, middle-aged, white, blonde lady restaurants, but I still like Panera better.
You know, when I was at...
Single mom restaurant.
All I'm saying is, when I worked at Panera, I did the math, okay? 83% of the employees smoked during their shift.
Well, I mean, I guess 100% of the employees at Grandview chew during their shift while working.
Yeah, but they don't make food.
Oh, well, there you go. Ew, gross. I wish you didn't tell me that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure it's pretty common amongst most restaurants, but... Yeah, I won't eat there.
Sure, they wash their hands, right?
Yeah! I mean, you wash your hands before you touch stuff, right?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, unless
I'm glad you're not handling my food.
Unless they're super dirty. Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm glad you only handle my meat.
We'll just leave that out of it for the viewers to interpret however they wish.
And we did call you
to tell me to calm down.
We did tell
dirtiness.
You. We did tell you to be the grill master. And you are the grill master, right?
I am the grill master. Should have saw me at camp all those years.
I know, like, meat manipulator extraordinaire.
I made tacos in a bag, I made pizza.
That's all we really made.
I made tacos in a bag.
Pretty much Scorpion Patrol. Dude, do you know the history of that?
What?
Scorpion Patrol figured out how to make pizza. Alright? Like, on one of our red foldable grills during a camp out.
Alright.
After that, for the next, like, year and a half, we were the ones... planning stuff, you know, because, like, we had the younger guys, we had your group come in a year later, but we were still kind of, like, mainly controlling the troop.
Yeah.
And since that was the only thing we really know how to make, we never, like, figured on learning anything else. So we were like, yeah, pizza. Pizza's easy. You know when we're, like, needing to plan the camp out? Yeah, we'll go get some crusts and, you know, yeah, pizza's easy.
Well, I mean,
and then the next camp out, so what do we want to have? Yeah, I mean, we made pizza pretty good last time. Well, pizza, right? Pizza. Oh, Pop-Tarts. Well, Pop-Tarts for breakfast. We don't want to do anything in the morning. Pop-Tarts for breakfast.
I remember that because that passed on to us. We were always like, Pop-Tarts, breakfast. We'll have pizza, dinner, and probably trail mix for lunch.
Yep, that
perfect.
That was the... Will and Ryan doctrine. That was their idea. I think Will came up with the Pop-Tarts. I just remember every camp out that I was with him, he'd be like, where the heck are my strawberry Pop-Tarts? What are you talking about? He's like, I want some more Pop-Tarts. And then Leo would be like, yeah, Will, you can have one. Share it with someone else. But I don't want to share it with someone else.
Good times.
Yep, classic. Just look at how far we've advanced. Now we go to the bar. Campouts.
You go to the bar at campouts. Mike and Tony eat a nice hamburger.
Okay, well that's what I had, Mike. I had that
nope,
chicken.
No, I don't know what you did at night. I didn't see you all the time.
When we were together? When you slept in the van? Hey, you know, Tony was telling me when we got here, I'm not alluding that this was your fault or anything to do with you.
Oh, here we go.
But what he told me was that he had to replace the rear springs when he got back. He was just getting to tell me that when he came in.
Rear springs?
Oh, on his car? On the van.
Your shocks?
Everything. The whole rear suspension. That's what he told me. He said they said... If he plans on using it the way that he does.
Do you remember a certain Trading Post lady?
Yeah, Mike, I do. But they said that he should probably switch to a 4-link if he was going to have that same abuse. 4-link would be better.
Tony, I'm sorry. I'll pay for any damage done to your vehicle.
Please.
I only slept in there one night, and I didn't even really
That's
sleep.
Why we were shocked you had to replace it.
I was only sleeping.
We think
like
you
an
weren't
hour.
Sleeping.
I wasn't.
You were in there for a good 9 hours, you know, so to be putting away an hour of sleep, I mean, you were up.
I'm surprised you guys didn't try to wake me up that morning.
We did. We called you.
5 was that morning?
Yeah. We were like, Mike, it's 7:30, time for breakfast.
I remember seeing Tony's name on my phone caller ID and hanging up.
Yeah.
I did think it was a little
hurt. I heard it ring twice and go with it.
If you heard it, why didn't you just open the door and say, get the hell up, Mike?
No. We were up at the admin. He heard his phone ring twice.
Why would you bother calling me then? If you were already up there.
Asked us to.
Yeah, but you were already up there.
We were up there using the internet.
Oh, you're calling me for breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We were like, Mike, time for breakfast, get up. And then he didn't answer. It's kind of sad.
Well, I
guess. And then when we got back, you weren't there.
I was showering.
Yeah. We had a shower afterwards.
That's what you get for not waking me up.
So how was Mini Point this year?
You were there.
I know, I'm just wondering, how'd you like it? We had egg was pretty fun.
I mean, it was aight.
Got a lot done.
Yeah, it
helped
was
some
good.
Kids.
We, first class adventure.
Hiking marathon, personal fitness.
We helped out on some of the troop activities.
Of course we did.
Did
the podcasts.
Yeah, we did a lot of podcasts.
That have not been uploaded yet.
Yeah, we need to get on that.
Yeah.
Harrison. Well, you got them all on your memory card, Tony.
You haven't created a Facebook.
Yeah. I know I haven't.
You know, I'm so happy that that week at Many Point, we didn't get 12-minute videos again.
Yeah, like they were actually...
We filmed an hour and a half long podcast, stop, and Tony looks at the camera and is like, oh crap.
Yeah, I think that's episode 12.
Yeah. And it was a 12-minute stop recording at 12 minutes and like 37 seconds, and Tony's like, oh well, it only it stopped recording.
Gosh.
I was like, what? I don't even remember what we talked about that day.
We actually had pretty good conversations that day.
Yeah, I don't think I swore once.
No, we were doing pretty good, and then I think we were planning the trip. I think we were talking about Many Point in general. So after Many Point, actually, this is something I want to go around with. Only use first names. That way they can't go and stalk them because these are youth.
Harris.
Out of the members of our troop, how many potential Nest caliber eagles do you think we have after Many Point? Okay.
Nest caliber.
Yeah.
So they're not.
So we've got several Eagle Scouts. Not all of them I'd have lunch with.
Okay, we got Jace.
Okay. Ignore that plane.
Good idea opening the window.
They recently shifted the, flight patterns.
Oh.
And now we've got like three different routes that go over our house that never did, so we have to like triple the planes.
Well, I live next to the airport, so welcome to my life.
Oh, we've always had plane noise. That's just worse now.
Jace.
Okay.
Andy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it, huh?
Yes.
Not
yes.
Matthew?
He is an eagle. Oh, he is an eagle.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference. That's what we were talking. We had one podcast all about that.
Oh, you're right.
There are certain Eagle Scouts that I wouldn't eat lunch with. I mean, would you eat lunch with Clay, M? No?
I mean, I might kill the kid, but he's my age, I can say that.
Yeah.
I might kill him.
Yeah?
But you wouldn't
eat lunch with him?
Maybe after I killed him.
You do realize that Matthew V is, like, just annihilating that guy, right?
I know,
He's pushing the pace on Clay. Clay can't keep up, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, his mother was talking about that at Many Point while you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing good. All right, Matthew.
He's fighting like a cause.
Matthew. Tony, do you have any names to add to this list?
I don't know anybody well enough to decide.
You spent a whole week with everybody.
It's true.
Maybe none of them just really
are any of the females. Well, I suppose we only had two. 3, 2.
So, here's the thing with the females. Because
both those two that I remember, at least, can become Boy Scouts and get their eagle in time. Cause, you know,
oh, yeah, potentially, yeah.
If they want to.
So here's the complaint that I've heard about Kiera. Because we didn't spend too much time with them.
No, we didn't spend a lot of time with the group.
Here was the review that was given to me by people who did spend a lot of time with them. I guess Kiera will take a conversation and just, like, bring it back to herself.
Okay.
Constantly. Which is kind of annoying. And then obviously we know the challenges associated with the other female that was in the crew. But she's actually too old. She graduated.
They both listen to this, by the way.
That's okay.
Okay.
No, that Kira. Does she even have a Facebook page? Try to find her on Facebook.
I don't know.
But yeah, I would say that. It's hard for me, I guess, in principle, to invite a lady into the nest. We can have potential members, but they're not Eagle Scouts.
Are you sexist?
Yeah, because they're not Eagle Scouts.
I'm saying they can be. Oh, one of them can be.
Yeah, one
you're
of them
right,
can
you're,
be.
The other one did age.
The other one is 19.
Yeah, okay,
so
I forgot.
That's kind of tough for me to go, like...
Was there really no other girl there? I swear to God there was.
No,
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Nora, yeah, that's right. She's,
yeah, she can't join either.
She can't join either.
Sorry, I'm vetoing her. it's gotta be a unanimous decision amongst every single member.
Say aye! Well,
well, Mike put his brownie points in. Oddly enough, you knew that it wasn't gonna pass before you voted,
right?
So.
That's right, so I just made them feel good. Alright, so assuming, what's her name?
Kiera?
Yeah, assuming she does...
She's 16, I believe.
Yes.
So yeah, she could...
Assuming she does get her eagle, potentially.
She would really have to push it.
Yeah, because, yeah. Well, if she can start now, can she?
I don't know.
Or is it 2019?
It's February of 2019 when girls can join.
She'll be like 17 then.
I don't know. I don't know how... I don't know if she was 15 or 16. I think she was 16.
Okay.
16.
She was 16?
Mm-hmm. I don't know when her birthday is.
I bet you Bucky would work with her. Maybe.
There's
I don't know.
Potential here. But the general question I'm asking, are you against a female Eagle Scout?
No, not against that. Okay. If you put the time in, I don't care who you are, if you put the time in, you can become an Eagle.
Okay.
But like we said, there's different calibers of Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, we got...
She has potential.
The lowest caliber. We got the highest caliber.
Definitely not.
We got the pinnacle of the triangle here.
Yeah, the pinnacle, Mike.
I am what people refer... My nickname in high school was the Climax. This is the most interesting part of an Eagle Scout.
So we're an isosceles triangle, then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. We got somewhere of an in-between, kind of like a...
I'm like a rhombus?
Yeah, you're... you're a rhombus. You're
a rhombus,
like,
is
no one really
a triangle.
Yeah.
We'll gloss over that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not even part of the situation. I'm just something else.
So you're a... You're a Gold Scout.
I'm a Gold Scout.
The equivalent to a Girl Scout Eagle. Girl Scout.
God, yeah. Gold Award.
Yeah, a Gold Award. You're a Gold Scout.
I'm a Summit.
So basically the Tenderfoot equivalent.
That's their highest achievement.
I know, it's not that impressive, is it?
It's more impressive than Eagle.
It's a lot more work.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Of all the highest ranks.
I know a girl that got that in like a week. What?
Of all the highest ranks, Summit, Eagle, Quartermaster, Gold, Eagle is probably the easiest.
It's the least requirements.
Why doesn't everyone get it?
Well, see, that's the sad part, is that no one gets it. 3% of scouts do. And then, on top of that, if that's the easiest choice, how many Girl Scouts do you think get gold? How many Venturing Scouts get Summit?
Every Girl Scout gets gold!
No! Look that up. I'd like to see the statistic. I gotta blow my nose.
How many Girl Scouts... get the Gold Award. The Gold Award is awarded to fewer than 6% of Girl Scouts annually.
That's pretty similar.
Each Gold Award Girl Scout spends 1 to 2 years on her project. Approximately 1 million Girl Scouts have earned the Gold Award or its equivalent since 1916. Okay. So it's the same. Let me look at the requirements.
Okay, you spent how long on your project? A couple days?
A week? Shut up, Tony. To earn the award, each girl must complete 2 senior or ambassador journeys or complete 1 senior or ambassador journey and have earned a Girl Scout Silver Award. After completing either of these requirements, a minimum of 80 hours is suggested to complete the steps to earn the Girl Scout Gold Award.
We do 80 hours.
Definitely not. Maybe if you mess up on your paperwork. My sister got her silver, I think. I don't think she ever got gold.
Oh, there's 7 requirements.
Real.
Yeah, there's 7 requirements.
What are they?
Hold on.
Let's check to see if they're actually hard to do or not.
Oh, this is 7 requirements for the project.
So what are the requirements for the project? And see, there's the thing, like, you made throw blankets. Okay? What do the Girl Scouts have to do?
I don't know, can't be that hard, right?
That hard to throw blankets?
They're Girl Scouts, so. Choose an issue. Use your values and skills to identify a community issue you care about.
Okay, check.
Oh wait, these are all the requirements. Live the Girl Scout promise and law, demonstrate civic responsibility, provide a listening ear, give constructive feedback. Investigate, research everything you know about the issue. Invite others to support and take action with you. Create a plan, create a project plan that achieves sustainable and measurable impact. Sum up your project plan with your Girl Scout Council. Take the lead to carry out your plan. Share what you have experienced with others. It's basically the same thing.
I mean,
you know, let's ask Google here. Is it harder to earn Eagle or Gold Award?
I don't know. I had a friend named Eleanor in grade school. And we were arguing back and forth one day about which was harder to get Eagle or
Gold.
Because I was, at that time, I was a Life Scout. So I was like, I was essentially an Eagle at that point, aside from my project, as far as completing that rank. And I didn't complete my project until, like, sophomore year of high school.
Okay, so the Eagle Scout is roughly comparable on merit level, but the Gold Award is much less valued on the demonstrative recognizability side.
Yeah, no one knows what the heck it is.
Yeah,
I know. Man, I was arguing back and forth and getting heated, and I was like, man, no, Eagle's really hard to get. She was like, no, Gold's harder. I'm like, fine, okay, what are you doing for your Gold Award? And once she, like, broke it down for me, I was like, ah. Oh, kind of funky weather we're having, right? Trying to change the subject. I was like, yeah, you got me.
We're better.
Okay, Mike. Nice trail.
All you're only doing is sell cookies, that's all I'm saying.
New subject.
Anyway.
What were we talking about before that?
Potential Eagles.
Oh yeah, potential Eagles.
It's true.
So I'm a little biased when it comes to a couple of them, so I don't want to say their names right now. But,
are they names I already said?
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. How do you feel about Andy?
He's your...
Yeah, he's my brother.
Because I don't hang out with him, you know? So I don't really know him. I mean, I know him, right? I've known him for a long time.
He is.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't really know how he behaves, like, with his friends and stuff.
Do you hate him?
No.
Okay, perfect.
It's his brother.
Well, I don't know.
Do you hate yours?
No.
Yours teabags you, okay?
Oh, my God.
You think Andy's teabagging Tony?
Probably.
No!
Is he?
His sister might be. But not Andy. This sister's got an attitude. I had dinner with your sister at your guys' Eagle ceremony. I sat as she sat at the table with me and Akio.
Akio and I.
Continue. Yeah, she beats the crap out of Akio.
What?
What do you
what do you think about Andy?
Like being a Nest caliber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he eating a high caliber Eagle Scout? What did he do for his project?
You were there.
Yeah, I know. What was it? It was reorganizing that room?
Yeah, a couple rooms.
Couple rooms?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'd say he showed a lot of leadership this week. Or, you know, Many Point Week. I was pretty impressed. I didn't like too much that he was trying to take along with us. Instead of...
like twice.
Yeah, I know, but he was trying to. You know, we only let him a couple times, but... I felt like that was kind of taken away from him helping out the younger scouts, but at the same time he still was helping them out, you know? I like that he's gaining interest in a certain couple topics. And I think he's becoming a pretty stand-up guy. Where's he going to school?
He doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know yet?
Oh, he doesn't know yet, huh?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I just know he doesn't want to be in a big city.
Not our caliber.
So he doesn't want to go to U of M?
No.
Does he want to go to a smaller private school still in Minnesota?
I think he wants to stay in the Midwest.
Okay. But he might be moving out of Minnesota.
Perhaps.
He's gonna pull another thing like you and make Mike and I all worried and then end up sticking around?
When were you worried?
You were telling us, so you're saying.
Where was he gonna go, Villanova?
Yeah, do you remember this? We were standing in line at Chipotle at the Mall of America, and Tony's like, "Yeah, boys, I'm actually gonna move for school." I'm like, "What?"
What?
He's like, "Yeah, I don't really like the U of M." I'm like, "Well, where are you gonna go?" I don't know, Washington. What's in Washington?
Okay, I definitely didn't say that.
No, it was somewhere else.
Oh, you said somewhere.
Yeah, it was like on the coast, and I was like, "What?"
So yeah, where the hell are you going? Harvard?
He's like, well, I mean, I basically can go wherever I want.
What would you leave the U of M for? I mean, Harvard's the only next step up from the U of M, really.
Not Princeton?
Or Yale? No.
I wouldn't go to an Ivy League school. I'm not a nerd.
I'm not a nerd. Screw that.
Even if they were going to give it to me for free. I mean, they don't have wrestling teams, you know?
Yeah.
Make some automatic nerds.
Even if it was full ride... You don't have to pay for anything here, so it's still deny Harvard.
I would, just on principle.
Just to prove a point. Just to prove it to him, stick it to the man.
And then I'd talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, those nerds tried to get me to come to Harvard one time. I said, piss off.
I said, do you see a pocket on my shirt? Okay. No, that means I can't wear a damn pocket protector. Pardon my French. That's exactly what I'd say. That's a quote.
Yep.
You can bet on it. No, yeah, I remember you saying that. I got pretty sad, Tony, not gonna lie. I was like, dang, all of my friends are moving out. Tony's not sticking around.
Oh, yeah, so you kind of shrugged it off. find another fun.
So we still ended up hanging out with it quite a bit your freshman year. I mean, not all the time. You were pretty busy, but... I mean, we went to a couple movies...
Yeah, we saw Kingsman 2.
Yeah, we saw Kingsman 2. We saw Birth of the Dragon.
Yep.
We saw that with your roommate and you. And then we went over to his place a couple times. We cruised around.
Yeah, I was yelling outside your dorm.
Yeah, you were.
Tony!
Yeah, we played hide and seek, you know.
Played.
Yelled at women.
You know, we played slap butt and tickle neck and kiss cheekbone and all that good stuff we used to play.
Yeah, did you enjoy your freshman year there?
Yeah.
You had a fun time?
That was good.
Because you were in the dorms, now you're not in the dorms.
Nope.
Where the hell are you now?
The fire hose is also staying at home this semester. So was it just something about the dorm life last semester that was just terrible for the both of y'all, or what?
Well, I can't live in a dorm even if I wanted to this year.
Really?
Because they're remodeling one of them. So
you didn't get in soon enough?
No, so all of the dorms are reserved for freshmen.
Oh! All of them, huh?
Yeah.
And you didn't want to go into an apartment?
Not alone.
No?
Yeah.
I'll live with you.
That's just so inconvenient for me.
How's that inconvenient for me?
Because
I don't go to school there.
Yeah.
I could just be the weird guy that's always in the apartment.
People are like, what is that guy doing?
I become really fat, out of shape. And
like, you probably have to enroll in like one class. You have to take one class. You take machine.
Well, you have to be like a full-time student to live in university-owned apartments.
Really?
I think so.
Oh.
But there's a ton of apartments and houses that aren't university-owned, so you do that.
Well, that's... Zach stayed at the Radius.
That's university-owned.
Okay. That was kind of a slick... It was essentially a dorm, I'm gonna be honest. It was a dorm with two bathrooms. You know? That's what it was. Instead of, like... Because he originally had a single dorm where he had his dorm mate and they didn't have a bathroom at all. It was just across the hall. Then he moved into a dorm where he was alone and his roommate was in a dorm next to him. They had a bathroom between the two of them. And then he moved into that apartment where there was four people in that apartment and they had two bathrooms amongst the four of them.
Yeah.
But his room was essentially his area and that was a dorm. I mean, it was a third smaller one. You know, he had a single bed in there. I tried sleeping on it. It sucked. Granted, I fell asleep on it the wrong way, but still. But now he's living at home. I don't even know how... I think he's taking the bus to commute.
He's in a car.
So you're at home?
Yeah, I'm
at home. That's why I bought a car.
This is the first time we saw it. Did you look at it?
No, he's going to give us a tour when we're done.
We're gonna make a frickin' Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yep.
Understood?
Yep. Okay. That's the plan. Now, I had a couple of the questions to talk to you guys about.
Great.
So I was wondering, well, we didn't meet up last week. We weren't together last week. I kind of missed you guys. But we did spend a whole week together, and we did sleep in a very small tent, so.
Oh, yeah, I was never less than 2 inches away from you.
It was, well, unless that night you spent in the van with.
I was still near
whatever
house.
You wrecked the suspension with.
Alright,
I want to make a t-shirt for Mike of a bouncing van. No! I think that'd be funny. Nuts. We were talking about... I didn't want to interrupt the ego conversation. I thought of it. No, I lost it. Oh, yeah. The family's new car, the Tacoma.
What about it?
That's cool. What do you think of those, Mike? You like Tacomas?
I like Tacomas.
You ever change the oil on them?
Numerous times.
Yeah? Was it easy?
There's a skid plate in the way, but yeah, it's pretty easy.
They have a skid plate on the way, okay.
Yep.
That's cool.
I don't know about what year is yours?
2018.
They're all fancy, right?
I don't know if it's plastic or metal under that one. Some of them are plastic, some of them are metal.
Might be the package.
Plastic. I'd assume plastic.
Really?
Because it's not one of the...
4Runners.
Not like one of the pro level ones.
Oh.
It doesn't have like TRD accessories.
But I thought it was around the road.
It is. But there's like... There's other parts that you can buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But can you pull up what comes in the off-road? I want to know exactly what I'm doing. Because I guess my perception was incorrect. So is it a TRD off-road edition, but without additional things?
I'm not even sure myself, honestly.
Okay. So I guess in my mind, when I hear off-road, I'm like, okay... TRD off-road.
Is it lifted?
I think it's a little lifted.
I think it's got a leveling kit on it.
It's probably leveled. 33s?
275, whatever that was out to.
I don't know that under.
275. Well, tell me.
Look it up.
275's not the...
I don't know. It's
probably like 275 by 55 by 17 inch rim.
It's 60.
Yeah.
60 inch rim?
Yeah.
Look it up. I want to know.
What? Look up what?
275 in inches. Tire size. Just look up tire conversion, 275 to inches. Because I think that's millimeters, isn't it?
It has nothing to do with that.
It can't be millimeters.
Oh.
Because 300 millimeters is a foot.
Oh, maybe it's 7 meters. So I forget what that number
is. Yeah, that's just the width. I knew. Stop making me look things up.
What?
It's just the width of the tire, that first number of the tire size.
The 275 is the width?
Yeah. In,
yeah. Yeah, because the dodge demon uses like 3 15s. That's just over a foot.
See, mine's 33 by 10.5 by 15. That's my number.
Okay,
except in a mirror.
You got a light truck. You don't have a p-metric size.
Yeah. I wanted a 33 inch tire. Now I kind of want a 35 by 12 and a half, but I would need different rims. And that's just not going to happen.
Did you have to get new rims for your truck anyways?
I bought a new set.
Okay.
But I think I might... I was going to wrap those in all trains, and I'm still going to do that. Because right now they're just sitting there doing nothing. And I just didn't do it last year. I'm going to do that this year. So this year for winter, this is my plan. I hope I can enact it. It's a lot of money, but I'm going to fix the last bit. I'm just going to take it to a mechanic, get the last bit of everything that needs to be done to it done, so that it's performing exactly how it should. Get it checked out. Just everything taken care of, because I want to keep it. I'm committing to the next, like, 3.5-4 years, you know? Essentially, till I get my degree. And then I'd like to put all trains on those three other tires, because I already have one that's wrapped in an all train. So I just need three others. Can you get BFs at your place?
Yeah, we can.
Maybe I'll have you guys do it. Because I had Costco do it the last time. I'll check the prices. But I want to put those in all trains. I'm going to rock those for the winter. Because the mud trains were all right. Could have been better. I never slid and I never didn't have traction, but there were definitely a couple times when I had to go slower when I probably wouldn't have in all-terrain tires. I've never gotten stuck.
We're talking a Bronco. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'm kidding. Your tires are huge, though.
I know. Well, see, they're not even that big because like a standard truck tire is like 35 inches now. That's what Joey's got. I think he's got like 35s or 37s on his Dodge. But his rims are like 17 or 18 inches. Mine being 15, I like that look a lot more, how they bubble out. But it means there's a lot more rubber to bend.
Did you get to look up your
video? Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, so...
Rimming stats.
I just thought you wanted to know what the off-road had.
Everything.
Okay, so off-road tires.
Okay.
16-inch alloy wheels, TRD dampers, locking rear differential, and then the new one. It has different traction control modes for like sand.
I've seen it be able to dig itself out, which is really cool.
And then crawl control.
Crawl control too. So with the locking, so is that front wheel drive then?
It's four-wheel drive.
I know, but it's because you said locking rear differential.
Yeah. I just think it's front wheel drive then. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. If that's front wheel drive, that's really cool. Because then you really would never need to use your four wheel drive like in the winter. You know? For me, I only had to use it when I was driving through like snowy areas for work. Like to get to. So I would get to work where I was working in the winter, and I would have to drive essentially down a path. To get to a basketball court where I would park, that's right next to the building. Otherwise, I'd be walking like half a mile into the park.
Yeah, I used to have to use four-wheel drive just to get on my own freaking parking lot.
Really?
No one would plow or shovel.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, when it would snow, that path would be covered,
yeah.
You know? And then the plows might come through and, like, plow up all the road snow. And so I would just, like, punch my way through that. Throw my four wheels in and then just like go. Nothing stopped the truck though. I would just throw it in four low and be fine. That's the other thing I need my transfer case looked at. I want it completely revamped. I don't need to replace stuff, but I want it done. I don't want to do it and it needs to happen. I want something dependable. I think I will replace my AC though. Because it works on and off.
Almost never.
I know, just in general. I don't know if I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
But for next time, I think I'm going to replace that.
Alright.
Yeah, I would do that.
I was gonna fix my AC, and then I was like, it's obvious.
Well, for me, I can buy a brand new AC, what is it, pump or whatever,
yeah,
for like $100, and to put it in, it's 3 volts. So that's like, granted, the last time I tried to put something in my water pump, I did snap a bolt off in the block.
Yeah, you snap a lot of bolts.
I tend to do that.
It's not all about strength, Harrison.
Well, Mike, it's stuck. What are you gonna do?
Spray some penetrant.
I do. I soak it overnight.
Do you try heat?
Yeah.
Like, you're wrong.
We do all the tricks.
You're doing something wrong, man.
We have an acetylene torch.
Still doing something wrong.
Like, it's not that we don't have the tools.
Did you try to buy a new vehicle?
Did I even think about it? No, Mike.
Hey, you should have.
No, I'm going to drive that thing into the ground. Actually, I want to drive it until I can afford to buy a Raptor. And then I'm just going to park that in the backyard of my house. Like, in a tent kind of like this. And just start taking it completely apart. When I bought that thing, I originally wanted to restore it.
Oh.
Now what I want to do is eventually resto mod it. But over the course of like 10 years. Just make it dope. Because I want to take my kids four-wheeling in that thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the...
You're going to have kids or something, huh?
Yeah, Mike, I'm pretty sure I'm fertile.
I don't know about it, but what I'm saying is, would any girl do that?
I would think they would pay me.
They'd pay you to have a baby come out of it?
All I'm saying, Mike, is I've been approached by a couple lesbian couples. And I said, it's no offense to you guys, I'm just not in line with your lifestyle. Otherwise, I would.
That's a lie!
You're both very beautiful, and I just don't want to be the father to your child.
Harrison's going to be a drag queen.
And you're going to be my partner.
I hope so. We can go to the gay 90s together and do shows. Cure feathers and shit.
Have you ever been there, the gay 90s?
No, and I will never go there.
I've been by it, you know, obviously, but... I know people who have gone there. I mean, it's just a club. Right?
I know plenty of people that have gone there. It's a giant thing.
I know. They take pictures and put it on a story.
I would never do
that. My girlfriend is someone who's done that. Pissed me off to see.
Oh. Gross.
Yep.
I couldn't go to a club downtown. That's one thing I don't think I'd ever do. There's too many weirdos down there.
Well,
just walking downtown at night makes me like look around and question why God still has this planet functioning.
Does he though, Mike?
Yeah, he does. Well, I mean, we're still alive. I'm surprised the giant thunderbolt hasn't come down and destroyed it like
so. Mike, are you alive because your body is metabolizing carbs and proteins and oxygen? Or are you alive because God wills it? Maybe God left our planet. You ever think about that? Maybe he's onto a different, cooler planet.
Yeah, maybe he's onto a better
planet. Have you talked to him lately? I'm just wondering. He didn't go to Vespers. Have you gone to church? For someone who's so into God, he didn't show up
to
Vespers.
Go to Scout Sunday.
I didn't want to go.
You didn't go to Scout Sunday?
You didn't either.
You don't work on Sundays.
You didn't either.
I work.
That's not an excuse. They could let you off on a religious day.
That's not a religious day.
It's Sunday. Yeah, it is.
Not to the city.
Yeah, but if you're a Muslim, they would.
But yeah, so
Andy called me and texted me. It's like, kid up, it's Scout Sunday, you fatty. And then I was like, screw you, and I went back to sleep.
You know what? From now on, any argument you ever say to me about religion is invalid.
Why?
You don't show up to Vespers, which you have the complete ability to. You don't show up to Scout Sunday.
Your dad was there. He was running it.
You didn't even have to. He was running it?
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
You are pathetic!
He didn't wake me up.
Are you even a Catholic?
He didn't wake me up. It was at a Lutheran church.
What, right? We didn't even go to church.
Then what the? What'd you do?
We set up chairs, brought water, took down chairs.
See, they didn't even do anything.
It was outside, wasn't it?
It was outside.
That was at Veterans Park.
See, they didn't even do anything.
It's at Veterans Park!
But they didn't even do anything.
Yeah, so Bucky was like, okay, we're done here, so let's go to Perkins.
Yeah, we went to Perkins.
He parks up there!
Are you kidding me? You should have told me that part.
And then we came back, waited for church to finish, and then took the chairs back to the church.
Mike, you are foolish.
You didn't go either.
I was working.
Listen, have you guys... Oh, you might be interested in this. There's a... So you know the Cardinal McCarrick, or however you pronounce his name?
No.
The
sex abuse scandal?
Yeah.
Apparently, came out that Pope Francis covered that up.
Of course.
Why would I care?
That's what the Pope does.
You're a Catholic, fool. There's something wrong in our church right now, fool.
I guess.
That's been wrong forever, Mike.
What am I supposed
That's
to do?
That's nothing. Look at the shock on Tony's face.
That's nothing new to you?
He goes, wait a second. There was
There's
religious...
also 600 priests that molested children in Massachusetts.
I heard about that, too.
But did you hear about Pope Francis' cover-up?
Yeah, I heard that.
So what do you think he should do?
Die?
Resign, probably, right?
No, that's what popes do, Mike. That is their job.
No, Pope Benedict actually dealt with McCormick quite a bit.
After they got caught.
He didn't cover it up. He put sanctions on him, right? And restrictions. And then eventually he stepped down for being a cardinal, right? And Pope Francis lifted those sanctions on him. And I think he let him level back up to cardinal. And then this guy, what's his name? He's a bishop, whatever, somewhere in America, found out. And Pope Francis said, believe what you want. And with a smug look on his face, I'm like, what a freaking...
smug look on his face.
I'm like, what a freaking prick. So basically, he admitted to covering it up. So what to do now? You're letting a billion Catholics worldwide lose faith in you, the Pope.
You're all going to my side.
What is your side?
Both of ours.
That's the wrong side. It's a hybrid Catholic, whatever. Lutheranism, Orthodox, Methodist, you're all Catholic, you just don't know it.
See, the cool thing about the Greek Orthodox Church, Mike, the priests have to be married.
And they're female.
No. They have to be married, okay? Which is good. That way they're not having sex with kids, okay? Because they're busy doing their wife, their service to God, you know? He's like, hey, I've got a friend who's going through this right now, like becoming a priest in the Greek Orthodox Church. He already has a family. He's actually super successful in what he was doing, making big money, living right over by the lake, you know? And then decided to become a priest. Silly idea, but whatever. He's a nice guy. And so... I was talking to him about it. He's like, yeah, we're actually required to marry. That's considered part of our duty to God. I'm like, dang, so popping out babies is like God's work. That's kind of funny because, I mean, that's how our race stays alive, you know. Oddly enough, that will be a requirement for a preacher of the Lord. But I'm sure he really...
Well, the Catholic Church didn't implement that rule until like the 14th century.
Yeah, when they realized that people with small dicks become priests.
What is the reason that they can't marry
again?
I was told that it was... When I was going to Annunciation, the way it was explained to us... Granted, we're seven, so they're not, like, breaking it down. But they told us that it was so that they could more focus to God.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. That was
it. And see, my buddy, he's focusing on the Lord when he's pumping seed. He's got like 3 kids.
What? When he's pumping seed, you think about God while you're doing that?
He's probably like,
yeah.
For the Lord.
For you, God. I don't know. Again, I don't know why God doesn't just smite you down right now, Harrison, for saying such blasphemous.
Probably because I'm telling the truth.
I'm just saying, you're all just hybrid Catholics. You all branched off from us.
I'd kind of like to know that. I wonder if God left our planet and went, because there's only...
Well, if you went to church or Scout Sunday every once in a while, maybe he'd know.
I would love to start going to church again.
Too bad.
I work
too
on Sundays.
No, just request
you can go Saturday afternoons.
That really ain't gonna happen.
You can go Monday.
Well, neither of you guys go Saturday afternoons.
I do.
You go Saturday afternoon? I'm
gonna start too.
You go Saturday. I join you. Go on Saturday.
I've gone to church since like March, so.
Yeah, since you got back together with your lady.
I did not get back together with her.
I bet you when you started dating her is when you stopped going to church. Actually,
I
bet you
to
those
church.
those probably coordinate really well.
I kept going to church after we started dating, fool.
Boy, I doubt that. Really doubt it. Hey, Tony, when was the last time you saw Mike at church? Because I remember the last time I tried to go to church, neither of you two showed up.
Tony doesn't go to 11 a.m. all the time, fool.
I asked you guys the night before, like 1 in the morning. Hey, what time are you going to be at church?
I'll be there at 11.
Okay, cool. That's a little late for me, but whatever. I show up. Martin's there. Tony's mom's there. Mike's nowhere to be seen.
You went at 9. I went to 11.
Oh, yeah, I went to the 9 o'clock one, because that's when you guys said you were going to go. And I think I saw your brother. I think Will was there.
He's probably on
the I think he was there, because I'm pretty sure I saw your dad.
I might have been doing something important.
But, yeah, you were asleep.
No. I haven't gone to church in quite a while.
I don't think
I've seen you since March.
March, yeah. March is when I stopped going.
Why? What broke your faith, Mike?
Shut up.
It's not like you work.
I do work a lot.
Not on Sundays.
On Sundays I work.
What do you do on a Sunday?
Look at how long it takes to... What'd you... Hey,
here we go. I sow my seed across Bloomington.
Yeah? Across Bloomington, huh? Doing the Lord's work.
I'm the messenger, if you will.
We just came up with a... I love that. That's going to be a new code word. The Lord's work. That's a thing. That's a t-shirt now. I saw... Oh, man. I was at the union meeting the other day.
Oh, union.
Wednesday. Yeah, I know. It kind of does piss me off because they're talking about the government race right now. I'm just sitting there like... I don't say nothing because I'm a child to most of these people. You know, they're like 40 and 50. But they make me more money, so that's good. Or at least they try to. Anyway, so I'm there. And afterwards, one of the guys I work with, his name is James Mattson. He's got a Honda Ridgeline. Really nice truck. That's the first time I ever thought about getting one was when I saw his. It has a cooler in the bed. I don't know why other companies aren't jumping on that. So, three things that I don't know why aren't standard. Coolers in the bottom of beds, the toolboxes on the side, and the steps on the bumper that Chevy has.
Yeah.
Those are the three things I don't know why every truck company ever doesn't do. I want to start making my own trucks with that stuff. That's why I need to buy this welder. Anyway. So...
Patented.
What's patented?
Chevy owns that look.
Do they really?
Yeah. Dodge owns a toolbox.
No, they don't.
Who else has them?
Brian's,
Oh, yeah!
He's got them.
I lied, yeah.
It's a special edition, just like it is for Dodge. I don't know why that's not standard. It's just wasted space!
Not every person that owns a truck has the same use for it.
Well, yeah, but it would just be not there. All I have to do is put a lid on it. It's not like it's hard.
Whatever.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is, do you know the company, Icon 4x4? Custom trucks? So they put toolboxes in their rear bumper. It's not a very big toolbox, but you can fit some stuff in there, you know? It's convenient, because, like, most of their vehicles, they're all, like, old school Broncos and Toyotas and stuff. And so you can have the roof off of pretty much all of those. So if you have the roof off, you've got a locking center console, but you could also have lock boxes in your bumper, which is pretty cool.
You need a haircut.
I do too.
No, you do.
Oh, yeah, I do. You can cut my hair later. I wanted to get that done when we got back from camp, and I didn't. I'll do that today when my mom gets home from work. Because I refuse to pay for haircuts. I don't have that kind of money. You know what's kind of weird, Mike? I gotta get a job at your place, man. You make so much money, man. You got money for tattoos, money to pay for haircuts.
I don't.
You don't pay for haircuts? You told me you do.
I do pay for haircuts, yeah. But I don't have a lot of money.
Because you're busy paying for that stuff. See, all that money I'm saving. Actually, I'm not gonna put it into that
backyard. I get a haircut like once every 6 months now.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to cut my hair once a week, and now I stopped doing that. I got really good at that, and then I stopped. Because people wanted me to start growing it on the top. I'm like, okay, well, I'll start growing it on the top. But
why would you listen to what people want you to do?
Because they're women.
and they're into me.
Oh. Oh, so one might say you're whipped.
No, they wouldn't. Wanting to look good is different than sacrificing time with the boys for a girl.
You sacrifice time with the boys all the time.
When? When have I ever told you, Mike, that I can't? When we go to church when I'm working?
Aha! You didn't go to Scout Sunday.
You didn't either!
I was planning on it.
You are not. What did you do instead?
I slept.
Yeah, so when you're busy working on Sundays, you're actually sleeping. You're not even doing the Lord's work.
Sunday.
You're not even sowing seed.
Oh.
You're going back to bed. Pussy.
I was sowing seed. I was doing the Lord's work later on.
Yeah, in your bed? You were sowing it on infertile soil. Gosh.
That reminds me of the parable with the seeds thrown in the thorns and the soil, and I'm throwing it on the thorns, basically.
That's the t-shirt. Gosh. Hey, Bucky's he has a warehouse, right?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. We need to get in contact with Brian. Do you guys want me to do that? Do you want me to plan for next Tuesday?
Yeah.
To go to his place?
Next Tuesday is my first day of school.
You're the worst. I like at everything.
We need to find a new recording time, too.
We do.
Tuesday mornings won't work anymore.
They won't work for you?
No. I have to be on campus by 9.
Then 4 a.m.?
We can do... How about... What time do you work till on Tuesday?
What day do you not? Here's the other thing. I'm going to be going Monday through Friday pretty soon. So, obviously, then we can record on Sundays. After church! Perfect. But... I'll only be Monday through Friday throughout, like, October. And then slightly into November. And then I'll have to pick a schedule for winter. Which is essentially going to be... I'll kind of have, like, the middle choices. I might be able to get a Monday through Friday shift. It's going to be tough. It will probably be gone by the time I get to it. So I'll need to pick my days off after that. I'll have an altered schedule, probably.
We're on a lot in October, too.
Yeah, we can still find a time to record.
Okay.
And if it means it, I'm fine staying up late, too. I'm cool with that. If we've got access to the studio, you know, that would be tough. By staying up late, I mean after you get off.
Oh, 8 p.m. That's late.
What time do you get back from campus?
It depends on the day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have class until 3:20. So I probably won't get back to, like, the cities.
Yeah.
Or, like, the
suburbs. You'd be back by 8, though, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. Any day, or which day would you not be?
Yeah, I'd be back by 8 any day.
Okay.
The latest I'm on campus would be 4:30.
Okay. So, let's plan on now recording in the evenings.
Okay.
At the studio. The only problem with that is that Bucky said it'd be open from, like, 8 to 8. We can see, like, I could get there earlier and then let you guys in if the door's just locked. We can talk to him about that, because I don't want to have a key to his building.
I don't think
he does either. But if he allows us, what we could do is I can get there early, because I'm off in the afternoons, and I'll never be working evenings as long as I'm at the park board again. I can get there and then just let you guys in when you come. You know? And then that way it'll all be locked up for when we leave.
Uh-huh.
But we'll talk to him about that. We can't do it next Tuesday. That's the first day you go to school?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could in the afternoon.
Do you work on Labor Day?
No.
You're Labor Day out?
Labor Day.
Dude, I love your company. So let's go, and you don't have school on Liberty, right?
No.
But you guys going to RenFest?
That's the plan.
Okay. When you guys get back from RenFest, we could try to meet up for them.
We could. Or before, depending on what time we're going.
Why work, though?
True.
Or Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Do you have Tuesday off? No, you
never,
work on Tuesday.
Never do I ever have Tuesdays on.
You'd be off at 8?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm 10 to 6, too.
If you're 10 to 6 on Tuesday...
Can you get that on Tuesday?
I could ask for it.
I mean, this is only a week's notice, though, so that'd be kind of tough.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm already taking days off in October. Probably not a good idea.
Well, don't take it off. Just ask. When you get there today to work, see if you work 10 to 6 next Tuesday. If you do... Wait, no, you have to... No, because you're going... Oh, gosh, we need a calendar. Well... check when you get to work today.
Okay.
If you have next Tuesday, 10 to 6. Open hands. Sorry, I remember from Grable. But... If you don't, we'll find a time to meet up with him. I mean, Buck is pretty available. Kind. And it's not like we need to be hanging out with him for 3 hours.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. But if we do it in the evening, we can meet up, we'll get dinner afterwards. Where were we before all this planning?
Well...
No. There's still some more we need to talk about. Oh, we were talking about TRD.
Yep.
I like that package. I like what that comes with. That's cool.
I like the crawl control.
Yeah.
That's like Land Cruiser level stuff.
Yeah.
You said you had questions.
I did. Well, I was curious about what you guys were doing, you know. What did you do last week? That's it? So, man, you didn't call me to hang out.
I know I didn't.
we hung out on Saturday.
Doing other stuff.
So after you took off on Saturday, we went to the Mall of America. Bella Haley and I.
Yeah.
We were walking around Boot Barn. And I was like, oh gosh. Bella, if you got that outfit, came up to Mike and was like, hey, how's it going, Stallion? I bet you could jump all over you. And she's like,
Stallion.
Oh really? I'm like, yeah, I bet you she would.
That's what they call me, Stallion.
So from now on I'm gonna be trying to craft her into what breaks you away from this toxic relationship that you currently have.
You're a terrible...
I'm a good friend, Mike. Good friends do that.
You
okay?
Are, yeah. Good job, Harrison.
Because you're addicted.
You're
I was watching Dr. Phil this morning. I was watching a clip.
You're watching a fake doctor?
He has his doctorate.
Fake doctor.
He has a degree!
Fake doctor.
He practiced for a little bit.
He did it for the money.
Well, of course!
For the TV show. All he does is tell people to calm down. That's really all I see him do.
No!
Calm down.
Those are some of my favorite... Dude, you know why I like watching that, right? Did I ever tell you about that? I like watching Dr. Phil because it makes me feel better about my own life. So I'm like, wow, I wasn't kicked out at 15. I don't know what these people have to do to get kicked out of the house at 15. I mean, that's... I guess you'd know all about that, wouldn't you? So t-shirts for Mike. Oh, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about Bucky having... I think he has a warehouse.
Yep.
I wonder if we started pushing product... If he let us have, like, a shelf. Like, if I brought... I wouldn't even need to use a shelf he has.
I'll tell you what his shelves consist of right now.
Scouting stuff, ain't
it? Scouting
stuff. Yeah.
We'd just be adding on, really.
Yeah.
Christmas, scouting, Halloween. There's a foosball table in there.
If we came out with a couple t-shirts, I mean, I don't know how much money I'd have to put into that, but...
Well, I was looking at hats.
Yeah?
We could buy hats in bulk for, like, $2 a hat.
How many hats do we have to buy for that?
We could buy, like, one.
Really?
Or we could buy in bulk, just whatever. I don't know
about... Are they made in America?
I don't know about the quality or where they're made.
They better either be made in Vietnam or America.
So that's what I was going to say. Those are my two requirements. If ever we sell anything at all, if it has the Nest logo on it, or, you know, trademark, it needs to either be produced here... Or only because you're from, or not from there, but you have heritage there, Vietnam, okay?
Yeah,
and
if you weren't Vietnamese, we would say, screw you.
We would have to look into, like, I'm not going to sell something that I wouldn't wear, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's a couple different t-shirts or hat ideas that I've got relating to each of us that I think would be kind of funny. You know? Obviously, the Dark Horse. And Sowing Seed. Doing the Lord's work. Those are two other t-shirts that I think would be hilarious. Oh, that's what I was talking about. So, union meeting. We get out. James Mattson has got a Ridgeline. He's got a sticker on the back of this couple in the doggy position, and it says, "Making my family." They're stick figures. I thought that was so funny, guys. Oh, that was hilarious. I'm like, oh, that's something. James is kind of a alcoholic and smokes a lot of, you know,
the
grass.
Lettuce.
Yeah, the devil's lettuce. I've never heard of it as that. But I thought that was a good sticker. Anyway, so back to the t-shirts. If he lets us have some storage, if we came up with a website, which we probably should, because Squarespace is like super cheap. Would that be? I don't want to build it though. If I bought it, would you? And like, you know, maintain those $10 payments or whatever. Would you design it, Tony?
I don't know if I'm good enough for that. Like,
though it's just drag and drop, you know.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and you would just have to have the time on your hands to do it. That's all.
Why aren't you asking me?
Probably could.
Because you're not the tech guy, Mike.
I've used Foursquare.
Foursquare?
Yeah. Or not Foursquare, the...
Squarespace.
Have you?
Yeah. What did you do, make a blog?
Don't worry
about
it.
What was it, a tribute to your ex?
Don't know.
Yeah?
It was,
just pictures of you two together, why she broke her heart?
No, it was me stalking your house at night.
Posting pictures?
Posting pictures of Harrison in the shower.
No,
I used it, maybe it wasn't that. We did something similar in school. We had to make a website for computer science. So.
Way to keep the F-bombs below. It's the same one you dropped. Anyway.